If you do well, hold up your head, but if not, sin is a demon lurking at the door. His urges toward you, yet you can be his master. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You all know the story of Cain and Abel, right? You know that that was the first disagreement that brothers had with each other. Do you remember what the result of their disagreement was? You remember, Marvin? I just read it for you. What happened? Cain and Abel were at loggerheads with each other. They had a difficulty because Cain's sacrifice wasn't as acceptable as Abel's was. So because Cain wasn't as praised by God as Abel was, because Cain didn't do exactly as well as he possibly could have for God, and Cain gave his everything, he was crestfallen because he didn't get the same result as Cain. And because of that, Cain began to resent his brother. Began to hate his brother because his brother was more successful than him. Do you know what sin we call that? You know what sin? That's jealousy. That's jealousy. That's when you see that somebody next to you has something that you want, and because you don't have it, you start to hate them. You start to talk bad about them. You start to be mean to them because they have something that you don't have. And you want to have that thing, but because they have it, you try to tear them down. Does that happen here? Does it? I hope not. I think it does. I know it happens in our community here in Santa Rosa. That people look around and they say, well, somebody else is successful in this way. They've got a good business deal, or they've received an inheritance in some sort of way, or this person is praised at this time, or this person has more friends than me, or whatever it is. And because of that, I hate that person. I'm going to work to destroy them. This is the first time we see the sin of jealousy in Scripture. Jealousy. And it tells us exactly what the result of every act of jealousy is. Jealousy, what it always wants to do, in the end, it's always oriented toward murder. Does that surprise some of you? Does it surprise you to know that when you're jealous for somebody, what your next logical action because of that sin is to fall into the sin of murdering somebody, taking their life? Has anybody here ever murdered somebody? Nobody's raising your hand. Okay, that's good. You've probably not physically taken a life, right? Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. But you have murdered somebody, I'm sure, in your life. I know I have. Not physically. But I've murdered their good name. I've spoke bad about them. Have you done that? Have you taken somebody's reputation and rubbed it in the mud? Have you talked behind somebody's back? Just because you had that jealousy, that resentfulness that Cain was struggling with here. But here's the good news. The good news is this. The good news is that the Lord God speaks to you in the midst of your jealousy, in the midst of your resentfulness, in the midst of that hurt that you have in there because somebody has and you don't have. Speaks just as loudly to Cain as he does today. He says, look, why are you resentful? Why are you crestfallen? Why are you down in the gutters today? If you've done well, then hold up your head. And if you haven't, I got to tell you something. Sin lurks at the door of your heart. And it wants to destroy you. But you can be its master. Meaning you don't have to give into murder. Meaning you don't have to tear somebody down. Meaning you don't have to talk behind their back. Meaning you don't have to push them away in some sort of thing and take life from them. No. He says, if you resist that, you can be the master of the sin. So that's the way it is in our life. Each of us, I saw you nodding your heads up and down, that you can see where you have spoken behind people's backs in your life. Where you've torn them down, where you've broken community because somebody has something that you want and you don't have. Maybe because you don't deserve it, or maybe because something happened and you just can't have it now. It doesn't matter what the reason is. What our Lord says is we can resist that temptation to destroy somebody's life. None of you here are probably going to murder somebody physically. But it's time to move even to a deeper level of not murdering somebody's soul, but rather to recognize that they have something which is good. Hey, maybe if I'm with them, they might share some of that with me. Or maybe God is going to take care of me even if I don't have that thing because I really don't need it. Because what does it say in the Scriptures? In the Scriptures, St. Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. He says that we know that all things work out for the good of those who love God, for those who are called according to His purpose. And each one of you in here, all of you, all of you are called to the divine purpose by God out of his own love. And if he knows how many hairs are on your head, some of you have more hairs than others, losing them now. If he knows even when a sparrow, as it says in the Gospel of Matthew, falls from its nest and cares for that bird that falls out of its mother's nest, what about you? God loves you so much more. That's why he sent his son to die upon the cross, and that's why he gave his son to us here in the Mass, which you're going to have today in the Eucharist. In the Eucharist, you have more than you can ever ask for or imagine. So ask our Lord to break through whatever jealousies are cropping up in your heart, whatever hardships are going through there, and to say, Lord, you alone are my inheritance. You in your Eucharist is all that I need. Help me to realize that so I don't become jealous, and especially so I don't murder somebody's good name or talk about them behind their back out of my jealousy. Let's ask our Lord for that grace in this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.